You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Our frequency celebrates diversity.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
You better come down to the station house.
That's what I'm looking for. Wonder what they are.
Something for the town, the nuns, the grocery clerks, and you. Something at 8 a.m., something in the library, something in the river. Everything and nothing.
Listening pleasures.
Good evening. You've tuned into Listening Pleasures. And yeah, thanks for tuning in. It's a cold one out there, so, you know, grab a blanket, some hot cocoa. Yeah, and listen to your radio. That's a good idea. And while you do, you're going to hear Doug MacArthur, my wonderful guest this evening. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah. You bought your guitar, and we're going to have a little chat session as well. It's been a couple of years since you've been on the show. So and you started sort of like a solo career at that point, like, well, putting out more solo.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So how has that been going?
Really great. Yeah. The past couple of years have been just amazing in terms of the amount of shows that I've been able to play and opportunities that I've got to do different kinds of performances, especially in the last year. I've done some really, really cool stuff. Putting out music and working with a couple of different producers who have different styles and stuff. So the first couple of songs that I released back in 2023, I worked with Rusty Robot. And then the next couple that I've worked on the last year or so, I worked with LSR Thiessen, a great producer. He is the guitarist and producer for Diaphony.
Nice.
As well. And so that was a really great experience. I'm actually going to be meeting up with him tomorrow. To talk about some future plans that I can't talk about right now, but
all right, well,
we'll see how
future plans, that's exciting.
I know.
Yeah, you have a single coming out this month.
I do.
A couple performances coming up, and we can talk about all those, which is good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So do you want to, like, festivals coming up? And you could see Doug MacArthur at Festival and in the Terrasse de Chanson, or A Chanson.
That's right. Yeah.
Which is the little box with the see-through wall. And that's exciting.
Yeah. It's their sort of mobile music trailer stage, which I think I first saw it. They had it set up at the Forks in the sort of big quad at the Forks. And I remember I saw Mitchell McCoon's perform there last year in that. And the whole time, all I was thinking of was that scene in Anchorman where he's like, I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Now you get to be in that glass case.
I know. I'm very excited. No, but to be honest, this is a really, really big honor for me. I've been going to Festival du Voyageur since, you know, I was a little kid. And to have an opportunity to play there is just, it's super, super exciting.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, congratulations. So that's going to be festival at February 21st and 4 p.m. in La Terrasse à Chanson. So go check it out. Have fun at festival and hear some Doug MacArthur live. Do you want to play live? This is just a prompt. It's just, yeah, that's nice. We're going to get this guitar mic'd up.
Yeah. Let's see what we can do here.
That should pick up. Yeah. Here.
Cool.
Sweet. So, what do you want to play for us right now?
So I'm going to play you the first song that I released as a solo artist. It's called Hermit Phase.
And it's here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
I could go on for days at a time and never see another face. Live at the end of a winding road and enter my hermit phase. Converse with the birds in the trees, they'd never take issue with me. Bathe in a sea of silence and freedom, content in my hermit phase, content in my hermit phase. Oh, don't it feel lonely? Oh no, don't it feel bad? No, I don't feel lonely, 'cause every time I'm feeling alone, I can just look outside. Every time I'm feeling alone, I can just look outside. Na, 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 na. Surfing this bourgeois wave, or I could breathe deep and slough off my fears and live in this hermit phase, live in this hermit phase. Every time I
Sweet. Thank you. So that's Hermit Phase. That's off of Draw the Line EP.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. That has been out for a couple years now.
Yeah.
But you're releasing new music.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I just announced this actually yesterday. I have a new single that's coming out January 22nd. It's called Lost Weekends. And it is, I was saying before, it's kind of like the B-side to Magic. I recorded at the same time with the same producer, LSR. It's a song that I wrote. I was sitting on the dock of my family's cottage on Lake of the Woods and just sort of feeling super introspective. And it's just kind of a song about all of the weekends that have passed, all the stretches of time that you just have that freedom and opportunity. What have you done with the plans that you made? You know, are you the person that you sort of aspired to be every time that you have that big wide opening in your life that is a weekend? As with a lot of my stuff, it's just sort of looking into the past and ruminating on many different angles to things that have gone by in my life. But that one in particular is just sort of a full on just sort of meditation on that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you want to play it?
I would love to play it for you. Yes.
Hey, new release here on CKUW, and this is Doug MacArthur.
Thank you. Now that we look back on those lost weekends, the aim was losing track of the hours and days. Now that we look back, who we were then, who we are now. Across the bay, watch the ripples flow as the time was lost. 'Cause now that we look back, who we were then, who we are now, and have we learned? Where you gonna find?
Oh, that's lovely. Doug MacArthur live at CKUW. That's going to be the new single release date on the 22nd of January.
Yeah, it's really it's coming up quick.
Yeah, very cool. So we went from a first recorded to this most recent recording, and you also had like a really like wasn't it sort of like a happening like choir for the magic? Sort of?
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
I guess we haven't had a chance to chat about that.
No. you got sick last time you were supposed to be on
that
the
is,
show.
That is, yeah, that's so wild. So I don't know. Like, I had this idea. I had attended one of the Good and Plenty Arts Collective's events where they do, they call it One Day Choir, and it's hosted by Makai, the local artist. And she just does such an excellent job of bringing people together and guiding people. You don't even need to really know how to read sheet music or anything like that. And you know, usually they pick like a super popular song that everybody kind of at least has some sense of. So the first event that I went to of that nature was the song Seasons of Love from Rent.
Okay.
And you go through all these different exercises, and it's just so cool to sing with that many other people. And so actually, at one point, they do this thing where they get you to sort of stand back to back with another one of the singers so that you can sort of feel the resonance of their voice as they're singing their parts and you're singing yours. And so I was back to back with Faith Fundal from CBC. And so they and I were sort of, you know, vibing off of each other. It was really fun. So when that was over, I was just like, why wouldn't I want to do this for one of my own songs? And so I approached Lana Winterhalt about it and Makai, and I was like, yo, I mean, you guys do such great events for these one-day choirs. Ever thought about doing it for a local artist? And it turns out they had been discussing that. They're like, we should do this for a local artist. So Makai and I worked together on putting together an arrangement. I should say, like, Makai wrote the arrangement and I helped sort of do a little bit of the pre-production stuff for the event. And we held the event at the event space at the Forks, you know, just a really nice room. And they, Makai's first one day choir event was actually in that same space. And we just brought together, I think 15 people, split up into all the different sort of three parts, and learned the song on the spot, and just having that different version of the song exist in that space was just so beautiful. Yeah. And to have everybody else just, you know, in on it and performing something that I created in such a different way was super cool. And I was singing the bass parts when we were doing that, so I was actually like, it was a struggle for me because, like, I'm so used to just sort of singing the main melody of the song.
Yeah.
And this was just such a different experience, but it was just so cool to experience that. I do have some video of that, you know, of the event and stuff. And Makai and I had recorded all the parts in advance. And so I don't really have like a well-produced version of the choir version of that song, but it's certainly something that has inspired me to like kind of think about what the next thing I can do is. With one of my previous bands, I held an event where we performed with a string quartet. And so now I'm kind of thinking like maybe I can do like a string quartet show for some of my new material as well. So that's a thing that I'm thinking about doing maybe this year.
That's, it's a good option.
So if anybody out there is listening and you have a really cool string quartet that you want to, you know, get out there, hit me up.
It's nice to have that different sound. And, what was I going to ask?
That's what happens when you get inspired, right? Your mind's off in so many different places.
So, So you said you have video and you have a YouTube channel where people can see this, or
have
you posted it yet?
Yes. So it's at the very least, it's up on my Instagram. If you look through my highlights, I'm sure it's in there somewhere.
And are they doing more of these events? Like,
yes.
You know, where do you find out about the events?
Good and Plenty Arts Collective,
okay,
I think, is probably the place you want to go if you want to find out about the one day choir events that are happening. Either that or Makai's Instagram. Makai is always posting about you know, all the different things that she hosts. Her Instagram handle is at Listen McKay, M-C-K-Y-E. Anyway, so that's probably a great place to find out about the choir events, yeah.
And your Instagram?
My Instagram is at Doug MacArthur, D-O-U-G-M-C-A-R-T-H-U-R.
And you can find all these songs on the streaming sites as well.
That is correct.
And where else can people find you?
I think probably Instagram is the place I'm most active, as much as, you know, I have some, I always every time I open the app, I have a little bit of consternation about it where I'm just like, what am I doing here? it's just way too easy to get sucked into the vortex of social media. That's what magic is about. You know, it's about just like getting sucked into all of that activity, which is largely negative, and then just trying to find a way to claw yourself back to reality and appreciate real things in life.
So do we want to play that now?
Or? Yeah, hey, why not?
Okay. So this is Magic, and this is off of the EP Draw the Line. And it's live at Fairy Ring Studio. And here it is on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Black mirror doesn't make me see things clearer. An infinite scroll has got no soul. Now and then I think that I should have had that beach day life, but that's not me, frankly.
So we're having a little bit of difficulties with this player. So I don't know what's going on. But Doug has suggested that he could play it himself. Do you want to do that, though? Because I could find it on this somewhere, on the computer. It might play off of the computer.
Well, you know, I would really love for everyone to go out there and listen to the single.
Okay.
So... go off on your own, find me on social media or on any of the streaming platforms and just go and play Magic a whole bunch of times. You're going to love it.
There you go.
The recording is downright incredible. I had some really, really talented people contribute to that. I have Diaphany singing backing vocals on that song.
Nice.
And harmonies. And that she just is one of the best singers in the city. I'm so grateful.
Yes.
And I also had LSR plays like all the guitars and piano and a lot of other synth sounds and stuff in there. But I also had Cody Owasiuk on drums, who you may know from the Dirty Catfish Brass Band and a couple of other projects. He's mostly just an incredible studio session drummer. And John Barron on bass, who plays with literally everyone. just a couple of really incredible players I had on Magic and Lost Weekends for those sessions. So please go listen to the studio version of Magic. I'm very proud of it. But for right now, I'm just going to play it for you. Solo.
On CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Peering into this black mirror doesn't make me see things clearer. An infinite scroll has got no soul. Now and then I think that I should have had that each day life. But that's not me, frankly, it's a lie. There's nothing better in my view than hanging around at home with you. Oh, I wanna be part of that magic. I wanna know where it goes. Precious time rolling the dice, trying to conjure an ideal life that gets me out.
I want to know.
Thank you. That is Doug MacArthur, the single Magic, unfortunately unable to play on my player, but played live in studio.
There you go. It's a one of one.
Put you to work. it is 11:32, if you can believe that. It's just flying by this this lovely evening session. It is minus 17 outside, and probably colder because that wind is biting. So, make sure you stay warm out of the wind. It's going to get dropped down to minus 24. I think it was like plus 2 yesterday. It's quite the range. And it's going to be, doing the same thing, just up and down for the next few days. Finally, like minus 24 is what this weekend looks like. So get out on Thursday, maybe. It's going to be one and snowing, and some periods of snow through the next couple of days as well. So it's now time now for CKUW's event guide, from concert and club listings to community announcements. We help keep you in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. And Doug MacArthur will be at Smitty's in Westwood from 7 to 9 on January 18th. How did you get that gig?
This is an open mic, actually, recently has started up. This
featured performer, this, that's right.
Yeah, so they do have featured artists come and play short sets as part of the open mic. And so they asked me if I would come out and do that. I was supposed to be playing that last month, but I was really sick over the holidays. And we actually had to reschedule this interview as well because of that. I was just completely wiped out for about 3 weeks. Yeah. I couldn't perform. I had to take a bunch of time off work. It was not fun. I remember Christmas dinner. I finished my plate, and then I promptly went to the couch at my parents' house and just zonked right out for a solid 45 minutes while everyone else was having dessert. Yes, Smitty's Westwood, January 18th. The open mic's from 7 to 9, and somewhere towards the beginning of that, I'll be performing a short set.
Very nice.
Yeah.
For a full set, go to Festival. And on February 21st at 4 p.m., you will see Doug MacArthur in the Terrasse à Chanson. And, that's a cool little feature. It'll probably have a bonfire going and some beverages around that area. And, hang out on a bale of hay. And that's fun.
For sure.
Yeah. Festival's coming up. That's next month. And it includes February 21st. I don't know the exact dates. That is one of the weeks that it will be going. So do that. And let's see. I'm looking for something else to talk about here. How about open mic for the Purple Room? Purple Room presents on the 18th, so that's this Sunday. At sign-ups at 6:30. Show starts at 7, and we have Prairie Smoke opening the show and hosting for us. So that is on Sunday. Sign-up at 6:30 and 7 till usually around 10:30, depending on how many artists get there and want to share. So that is the Purple Room presents open mic.
And that's at Low Bar, right?
No, that is at XQ's for winter.
Okay.
We only do it once a month now, on every third Sunday we try. A Low Bar is Caravan, open mic, open stage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's every Monday still.
Yeah.
And if you want to check out Low Bar, go there on Monday and share some music, some yeah, merriment, be in the crowd. Yeah, it's, what is the address there? It's on Lenore. And,
I believe it's 120.
It could be 120. Yeah. But, Instagram, Lobar, and, it's there and all the information and, just what to expect and upcoming shows. There's a lot of shows coming up. So yeah, make sure that you follow, Lobar for that information. And those are just a few events going on in Winnipeg. And if you do want to add your event to the guide, you should, because we don't have many events in this guide. We could really use some. So you can drop by the studio, let us know. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. With your one sheet, we'll put it in this book. People will talk about it all day. Now it's time for my Tragically Hip segment, Songs of Tragically Hip, never play in concert, well, hardly ever. And this is off of Day for Night. Shout out to my friend Tiffany, who bought me this album for Christmas one year. And this is the vinyl version of Emergency. And here it is on CKW 95.9 FM on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
To the bone of fire.
We're back. And that was some Tragically Hip for you. And I'm sitting here with Doug MacArthur, and we are chatting about analog and digital, and just how easy that worked as compared to, like, you know, technology sometimes. I don't know. It's nice to have physical things. Vinyl, like, that's the only thing I buy now. I don't have a CD player anymore. Like, yeah.
Oh, I mean, it feels a little rote or, you know, a little cliche to say that, you know, with the physical media, especially vinyl. Like, I've been amassing a small collection of vinyl over the last couple of years, mostly local artists, because I just go to shows and I want to support them directly. And yeah, a lot of times that means I'm buying, like, a T-shirt or a record. I didn't have a record player. So for, like, a couple of years, I've been collecting, like, vinyl from local artists, and I have no way to play it. I did get a record player for Christmas this year, though,
and you got that
from my
sweet
mom
stash.
And dad. So I'm very excited to start spinning a lot of those records. But it is, like, I was thinking, like, you know, there's the cliche of just sort of having the ritual of you want to listen to a specific piece of music. You've got to physically get it out of your collection, take the thing out, put it on the player, and then it gives you an opportunity to look at the artwork, read the liner notes.
I remember things better that way. Yeah.
Right? And you're making a choice. Like, it's more, you're making a more conscious choice to engage with a piece of art rather than just having it sort of fly by.
Yeah. And I love that there's, you can look at the lyrics as you go and find out what they're actually saying.
That is great.
Yeah. So we have a lot of influences here that, well, I guess you met everyone at Breakout West. So that, like, do you have a little bit of a experience story from?
I do. I have so many. So what we're talking about here is the music that I've selected to play on the show. And so all these artists are people who I met, or most of them I saw perform at Breakout West. And some of them I've kept in touch with and you know, we've become pals, which has been just so nice. But I think the sort of big thing for me at Breakout West, my one of the highlights of my whole experience for me was that I went to this vocal workshop with a vocal coach who goes by CQ Voice. And so she was taking everybody through all these sort of exercises and stretches and just trying to understand your instrument and how to take care of it. So, and then we got to the end and she goes, okay, well, I want to invite some people to come up and sing something, and then I'll give you a little bit of live coaching. So a couple of people got up there and did their thing. And then I wasn't really planning on it, but I was like, you know what? Yeah, sure, I'll go up there and do something. She goes, okay, well, what do you... So I get up on stage, and she's like, well, what do you want to do? And I said, well, I've got this song, Magic, that I, you know, have got coming out in a little while. And I want to play around with some ways that I can kind of vamp over the chorus. Because the chorus is, like, very repeatable. And on the recording, you know, towards the end of the song, I'm doing some stuff over top of... over top of the backing vocals. And I just thought, you know what, this is a good place to experiment, so why don't we do that? And so she says, okay, how does it go? And then I tell her, and so I sang the part for her, and she's like, how are we going to do this? And then she just got the entire crowd, which is, you know, 40 or 50 professional musicians, to all start singing the chorus to my song over and over again, so that we can then start doing stuff over it and she can coach me and stuff. And then it just became this thing of, We had wireless mics. So she's like, you know what? Let's go down there and let's let other people do some stuff. So then round and round, it was, I would say, verging on a spiritual experience for me to have so many incredibly talented singers all just getting in on it, singing the song with me and vamping, and everyone's having a great time. So that was a huge highlight for me. And so many people afterwards came up to me and were like, wow, that was so cool. And since then, CQ Voice has posted about it a whole bunch of times saying, no, this is one of my highlights of the year. And I'm like, yeah, it was a huge, hugely, satisfying moment for me.
Yeah.
And just humbling, you know, to have that many people who are so talented, just be into it.
Yeah, that's a great workshop.
Yeah. So that was super cool. That was my highlight of Breakout West. But putting that aside, I did see a lot of other really, really cool artists perform, including Kylie Fox, Electric Lemonade. I did not see Von Beeker perform, but I did spend a lot of time kind of hanging out with him. So I wanted to just put together a list of songs that from these artists, because I think more people should know about them.
Yeah. So who do we want to attempt to play? Which one?
We'll see if it works.
We might have to bring you back in on guitar.
Oh, man, I can't play any of their stuff. Let's start with Kylie Fox.
Okay. We're going to try to play some Kylie Fox here on CKAW. Sequoia, off of Sequoia. Here it is on CKAW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
A sequoia burns in California. They've been up all night taming the flames. Leaves rise up with the smoke. It's on the radio that it might not be saved. There are only so many great trees. There are only so many great rains we can depend on. How dare we, how dare we rush in at the last minute? We take you for granted. September leaves crunch below us. Katya is hosting dinner, and we walk hunched in the rain. Open mic, Pete plays all our favorites. We pass round the cajon, but the rhythm's all the same. Take you for granted, old town.
be coming down right back in this place. And I'm wondering if a different me will land. I'm trying to text you from the losing side of flight delays. I get desperate when things don't go as planned. Take all of it in, put away my phone in my back pocket, yeah, 'cause every little thing never happens again. Every little thing never happens again. If I touch down tonight in Asheville, I'm hoping I will turn.
What you just heard was Van Beeker with Asheville off of Dumb Hope. Also on the Breakout West playlist that Doug MacArthur has given me today. Lovely people from all over Canada, or maybe just the West. maybe just the East, breaking out West.
Van Beeker is from Alberta.
Okay.
Kylie Fox is from Fredericton.
Mm-hmm.
And this last artist that we're going to play is from the Yukon.
Nice. And that'll be Electric Lemonade with Waiting. Up next is Alan Campbell, and that's 3 hours of an eclectic mix of music coming at you. So keep it tuned right here. I'm not sure what the theme is. He's chatting away, but yeah, it'll be good. And how about check out podcasts, ckuw.ca. You can actually download this one or upload it. No, we're uploading it. You can download it or listen to it again. Subscribe to podcasts. This has been Listening Pleasures. And you can find that in the archives. And then, yeah, just look up this date and you will find this show. And three others like it, but not quite. We have guests coming up. Jen Arnold is next week. If you've watched the miniature show was a part of season 3. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was so cool. And then we have Rianne coming up, and then we have Fun Drive coming up. So yeah, make sure that you tune in and help us keep everything up and running on the air, because you know, sometimes it doesn't work properly, and then we need to do something about that. There will be an app for CKUW, like, to listen to music, and it's doing its trial run right now. So we are moving into different territories, and that's exciting. So keep it tuned right here, and yeah, listen to all of our shows. Thank you, Doug. This has been lovely. Thank you for bringing your guitar. Yeah, it's so great.
Thank you for having me.
And come back anytime. Make sure you listen to Doug's single when it comes out, the 22nd. Go to Festival. He's there on the 21st of February at 4 p.m. Terrasse Chanson. It's one of the coolest spots, I'd say. Like, mm-hmm. that's a cool booth. And Smitty's has an open mic and feature performer there on the 18th from 7 to 9. You can sign up and play yourself if you'd like. So, yeah, that's a lot of exciting stuff, Doug.
Thank you.
And, keep it coming and new music and stuff. Yeah. Electric Lemonade, and good night, good morning.